Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn about fun things you can do in Singapore. Already, we've learned about 6 fun things to do in Singapore. Well, what were some of those things? Of course, you learned about the night safari, where you can see nocturnal animals, and you can interact with sea creatures at Underwater World. Now, what else can you do in Singapore, Carolyn?
Well, there's a lot to do. You could go to Chinatown and enjoy the wonderful streets there. You could also go to Universal Studios and meet some of your favorite movie characters. Or something I'd really like to do, Gabe, is to go to Pulau Ubin and explore this area from Singapore's past.
Well, I would like to go into the Singapore Flyer and maybe see Pulau Ubin from up top in the top of the observation wheel while enjoying a nice meal. Well, there's lots to do in Singapore, and we have lots more to learn in today's lesson, so let's get started.
Ten fun things to do in Singapore. Fort Siloso. This fort stands as a reminder of Singapore's past. It contains Singapore's largest collection of items from World War II. Its old tunnels and original weapons will give you a close-up view of history. Jurong Bird Park. At Jurong Bird Park, you can encounter 5,000 birds of 380 species and even feed some of them by hand. If feeding birds makes you hungry, you can join the park's parrots for lunch. Don't miss the High Flyers Show, where birds demonstrate their talents.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Welcome back for day 3 of our Seeing the Sights of Singapore. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Demonstrate. Demonstrate is a verb. Francine demonstrated how to use her new mixer. Thrill. Thrill is a noun. The amusement park offers thrills for both children and adults. Antique. Antique is a noun. That store sells antiques at inexpensive prices. Your more information words are obstacle course. Obstacle course is a noun. Zip line. Zip line is a noun. Which sights do you want to see when you visit Singapore? Think about that as we finish our article.
Well, both of these places sound fun. Let's go back to talk about the first one listed here, Fort Siloso. Okay, well, right there in this place, we see a word from our word bank, fort. Now, this is something, an area that was created for military purposes. But now, of course, a lot of old military areas are used by tourists. You can go and visit these areas called forts.
That's right. And there are many forts around the world that you can visit. If you're in the United States, you might try Fort Knox, a very famous fort in Kentucky that is famous for housing the gold supply in the United States. Now, they don't give tours there, but you can see the building. But there are plenty of other forts that you can go inside and look around, and it's very interesting. There are even forts in Taiwan, like the Anping Fort.
All right, and of course, around the world in lots of countries, there are forts. I went to India recently, and in Agra, we went by the Red Fort there. It's a huge fort. It's quite impressive. Now, there are lots of different kinds of forts. You can even make a fort in your living room with the couch cushions. We call that a fort. It's not really a military fort, but sometimes we just call that a fort for fun, like a little house in your living room.
That's right. Well, number 7 on our list, Fort Siloso, we'll learn a little bit about it. This fort stands as a reminder of Singapore's past. So, it is also a part of Singapore's past, right, Gabe?
That's right. Okay, this fort reminds us of Singapore's past. So, I think we need to take a look in the grammar gym and see what Liz has to share with us there. It stands as a reminder of something. Let's go to the grammar gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the grammar gym. My name is Liz. So we've been talking about Singapore in today's article, and we see this sentence. This fort stands as a reminder of Singapore's past. That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice the phrase, stands as a reminder. It just means helps people to remember. So today's sentence just means that this fort helps people to remember Singapore's past. This phrase, stands as a reminder, is usually used to talk about how something is there to remind people of something in the past or something important. For example, Uncle Kenneth's bookshelf full of books stands as a reminder of his days as a professor. Or, this roadside memorial stands as a reminder to the community not to drink and drive. If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. There are many things that stand as reminders in our lives from history. Now, talking about Fort Siloso, it contains Singapore's largest collection of items from World War II. So this is a pretty impressive fort.
Yes, items from World War II. That sounds like some weapons. Maybe there are some weapons or tanks, things like that that you can find in this fort. Wow. Well, its old tunnels and original weapons will give you a close-up view of history. A close-up view of history. So maybe if you haven't participated in a war, I hope not, well, here you can kind of get a taste for what it was like by seeing these weapons up close. That's a close-up view of history.
That's right. So it's not just reading about it or learning about it, but being able to see these items up close. Maybe they even have some that you can touch. Well, moving on to number 8 in our list, the Jurong Bird Park. At Jurong Bird Park, you can encounter 5,000 birds of 380 species and even feed some of them by hand. Oh, well, I think I'm going to have to go here, Gabe.
Yeah, I think so too, Carolyn. This sounds like something you would really enjoy, feeding birds by hand. Have you ever done that before?
I have fed birds by hand, but they weren't 5,000 of them, and they weren't 380 different species. So I think that this would be a very special encounter.
All right. Well, if you like birds, then maybe this is something for you. The Jurong Bird Park. And we read here, if feeding birds makes you hungry, you can join the park's parrots for lunch. What does that mean? Well, that means there's more to do than just feed the birds. There's also things to eat at this place as well.
That's right. So they have a special event that you can sign up for where you can enjoy lunch while some of the people that work there bring out parrots.
What?
And you can spend time with the parrots while you eat.
That is so cool. Well, lots of different kinds of parrots are very friendly birds. I've been to a wildlife sanctuary in Australia where they had parakeets just flying all over the place. And they would land on you, on your shoulder, on your hand, in my hair. We got to interact with these birds. It was a lot of fun and also very noisy. Birds are noisy, Carolyn.
Well, they do like to talk to each other. They like to tweet and sing and chirp. Oh, it's just wonderful.
Yes, wonderful. Well, there's lots to do here. And we continue reading here. Don't miss the High Flyers show where birds demonstrate their talents. All right. I don't know if you've ever been to a bird show before, but birds can be very talented.
They can, and at the High Flyers show, they demonstrate those talents, and demonstrate is from our word bank. It means to show how you can do something. So the birds demonstrate their talents by doing all sorts of different tricks, but what other things can you demonstrate, Gabe?
Well, for example, you can demonstrate how to warm up or stretch before you go for a run. I gave a demonstration speech when I was in high school. That's a kind of speech where you demonstrate how to do something. I demonstrated how to stretch and warm up before I went for a run or a jog.
Well, that is very important to know. If you see a demonstration, then you get a better idea of how to do something as well. Perhaps you need to know how to do a proper push-up. You need to watch a demonstration so you know the correct form.
That's right. And of course, you can watch a lot of these kinds of demonstrations online on YouTube. There are many different videos. And of course, if you're applying for a job, you need to demonstrate your ability to do something. Okay, right now it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看 fort 这个名词。Fort 是指堡垒或者是要塞。例如 ,the fort was surrounded by enemies for almost 2 days. 这个堡垒被敌人包围将近有两天的时间。和它相关的成语是 hold down the fort for someone。意思是指替某人照料或负责。例如 ,Alex is holding down the fort for his boss while she's away. 当 Alex 的上司不在的时候他代为负责他的业务。接下来我们看的是 demonstrate 这个动词。Demonstrate 是指示范或展示。例如 ,the salesperson demonstrated how to use the multifunctional food processor. 这位推销员示范如何使用这个多功能的食物处理机。它的名词是Demonstration. 例如 the demonstration of the product is clear and simple. 这个产品的示范既清楚又简单。
We are continuing to learn all about fun things to do in Singapore. Today we've talked about two so far. The first one was Fort Siloso, where you can see the largest collection of items in Singapore from World War II. And then you can go to Jurong Bird Park, where you can see 5,000 birds of 380 different species. And if you're hungry, you can even have lunch with the parrots in the park.Well, we have a few more things to learn about, fun things to do in Singapore. Let's continue.
Ten fun things to do in Singapore. Forest adventure. Seeking a thrill or a physical challenge? Try Forest Adventure's obstacle courses. Its grand course contains 34 obstacles,including 4 zip lines. A separate kids course is available for children ages 5 to 10. Malls and markets. Wander through Orchard Road's modern malls that connect underground and stretch for almost 2.2 kilometers. Then try an open-air shopping experience at the Thieves Market. There you can buy inexpensive clothes, toys, and even antiques.With all these possibilities, Singapore is sure to impress you.
Singapore is sure to impress you. It impressed me when I visited, and it made me want to go again. Actually, reading this article made me want to go and visit again and see some of these places. Well, let's talk about these last couple of places here. The first is Forest Adventure.So, seeking a thrill or a physical challenge? A thrill? What's a thrill?
Well, a thrill is a word from our word bank. A thrill is something that makes you feel very excited. So, you can go to an amusement park to get a thrill by riding the roller coasters.
Okay, that can be very thrilling. All right, so you add the letters ing. It becomes a thrilling ride. That's an adjective.Okay, do you like thrills? I love thrills. I love going on, the pirate ships at amusement parks. They just go back and forth, back and forth. That is quite a thrill for me.
Well, You can do many thrilling things, and you can get a thrill here at Forest Adventure. Or you can have a physical challenge. And we read, try Forest Adventure's obstacle courses. So they have many obstacle courses, and its grand course contains 34 obstacles, including 4 zip lines.
That is so cool. The grand course, that means the biggest one, and it has 34 obstacles. Okay, what's an obstacle? And what's an obstacle course? Well, an obstacle is something that is in your way. It's stopping you, or maybe it's in between you and your goal. So you have to overcome these obstacles. And there are many obstacles in life, not just physical obstacles. Maybe something is stopping you from reaching your dream. That's an obstacle you need to overcome.
That's right. Well, if you want to experience these physical obstacles, then you can go to an obstacle course. You have to find a way to get around them. And going on zip lines is always very fun. A zip line is that line above the ground, and you zoom down it over a large area. It's a lot of fun.
Carolyn, have you been on many zip lines?
I have not, but I've always wanted to try it.
Really? You haven't tried yet?
No.
Carolyn, it's a lot of fun, and actually it's quite safe. If you're interested in going on a zip line somewhere, it's safe. They keep you protected, and you can just zoom from the top across maybe a lot of trees, and you can see a lot of beautiful scenery while you're zooming down that zip line.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I do want to try it, so I'll have to put Forest Adventure on my list as well. My list keeps getting longer, Gabe. Well, continuing learning about Forest Adventure, a separate kids course is available for children ages 5 to 10. So the grand course might be a little bit too difficult for children, but they have a separate course for them.
And of course, if you're going to any of these places in Singapore, you want to remember to take your camera. Take lots of pictures of your experiences. Actually, Steve and Ken have something they have to share with us in the information cloud about taking pictures, something called a selfie. Let's join them now.
Should you ever visit Singapore with all its fun places to go and fun things to see, you'll have lots of opportunities to take a selfie with something interesting in the background.
A selfie is a self-portrait people take using a small digital camera, either at arm's length or in front of a mirror.
And don't think it's just teenagers who take selfies. The selfie phenomenon crosses many generations and cultures.
Right now, there are an estimated 93 million uploaded pictures on Instagram alone with the hashtag selfie. Yes, we really, really love taking pictures of ourselves.
Many feel the selfie craze is an indication that society has become too narcissistic. In other words, we love ourselves too much.
In response to this, and for a laugh, many daring people started posting intentionally unattractive selfies.
The word selfie was first coined in 2005, so it's still fairly young, not yet an official English word.
But that could change soon. Editors at Oxford English Dictionary are seriously considering including it in its next online edition.
By the way, friends, a selfie with more than one person in it, it's called a group selfie.
一起来学一个比较新的单字 selfie。 我们知道 self 是自己， 字尾加上 ie， selfie 就是自己为自己拍的照片， 也就是自拍的意思。 通常就是拿着智慧型手机或相机， 将手背伸直， 对着自己按下快门。 另外一种selfie的拍法是站在镜子前， 对着镜子拍照。 selfie是个名词。 Do you like taking selfies? 你喜欢拍自拍照吗? She just posted another selfie on Facebook. That's her 7th selfie today. 她刚在脸书上放了自拍照，那是她今天的第7张自拍照了。其实你如果一个人去旅游，拍selfie是个最直接留念的方法，但也有人认为拍selfie是一种narcissistic自恋的反应。所以现在也有人 故意拍一些很丑的 selfie 放在网络上，就是要颠覆这种想法。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. I will have to practice taking selfies more often. Well, we have one more wonderful thing to do in Singapore. So much fun. The malls and markets. Wander through Orchard Road's modern malls that connect underground and stretch for almost 2.2 kilometers.
Well, that sounds really cool. If you love shopping, you should check this out.I was in Singapore, but I didn't do this. Carolyn, is this something that you did? Does it really go for 2.2 kilometers?
Well, a lot of that was closed because I was there during Chinese New Year, so I didn't get to go shopping in the malls, but I did get to enjoy the markets. So the next time I go to Singapore, I'll have to be sure to check out these malls that are connected underground for 2.2 kilometers.
Yeah, me too. Well, there's something else you can do here. We read, then try an open-air shopping experience at the Thieves Market. Well, there you can buy inexpensive clothes, toys, and even antiques.
That's right, and...Antique is from our word bank. An antique is something that is old, but also valuable. Mm. Do your grandparents have a lot of antiques in their house? Things that are worth a lot of money, but are rather old?
That's a good question. Well, there are some old things in their house, but I don't know how much money it's worth. Now, there are different standards for antiques.For instance, an antique car has to be at least 25 years or older to be an antique. But actually, in other areas, other things have to be much older to be considered antiques.
That's right. Well, there is a lot to do in Singapore, and with all these possibilities, Singapore is sure to impress you. I know it impressed me while I was there.
It certainly is. Well, right now it's time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab. She's also very impressive.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 thrill 这个不可数名词。Thrill 是指惊喜、刺激或者是恐惧。例如 the thrill of bungee jumping is incomparable. 高空弹跳的刺激是其他任何事物都无法相比的。或者是 I still remember the thrill of opening Christmas gifts when I was a child. 我还记得自己小时候打开圣诞礼物的惊喜。Thrill 也可以当动词，意思是使惊喜或感到刺激。例如 thrilled at seeing their idol, the teenager screamed his name. 这些青少年看到他们的偶像，因为太高兴而尖叫了他的名字。最后我们看的是 antique 这个名词。Antique 是指古董。例如 this armchair is actually an expensive antique. 这个扶手椅实际上是一个很昂贵的古董。Antique 也可以当形容词，意思是指古老的或者是古董的。例如 the antique watch was a gift from grandma. 这个古董表是祖母给我的礼物。And now let's continue our lesson.
Well, I've enjoyed learning about some of the fun things you can do in Singapore. And I'm sure there's a lot more that we couldn't even talk about in our lesson. Well, if you had a chance to visit Singapore, what would you rather visit? The historical places or some of the more modern ones? Carolyn?
Well, I'm very interested in the history of a place. Mm-hmm. So I really want to try out going to Pulau Ubin and Fort Siloso and learning more about Singapore's history.
Okay, I would be interested in visiting those places as well. But, you know, I do love doing all kinds of things. I'd love to try out one of these obstacle courses at the Forest Adventure. Well, there's lots to do in Singapore.What will you do if you visit? Right now, it's time for us to say goodbye, but of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend.Last a lifetime.